We youngsters missed him terribly, and when my family started on a world tour several years later, we insisted that we must see Yama in Japan. Father wrote him, giving our arrival date. A huge crowd was waiting to meet us on the Yokohama dock, and there, in the front rank, dressed in frock coat and silk hat, surrounded by family and friends, and bearing an enormous bouquet for Mother, was Y. Brian Yamashita. He insisted upon staying with us during most of our travels through the islands, serving as our official guide and interpreter. When we visited his home village, the whole population turned out to greet Yashichiro's American family. The schools were dismissed for the occasion, and the children in their bright kimonos lined the streets, each holding a large Japanese or American flag. As we rode in our jinrikishas between the lines of smiling faces, Yama proudly leading the way, the children waved their flags and shouted, "Banzai, Banzai." There was no mistaking the heartwarming friendship with which we were greeted. At Yama's grade school, Father planted a curious young camphor tree with a double trunk. These two trunks would flourish together, Father promised in his brief dedicatory speech, exactly as would the growing friendship between the United States and Japan, which they symbolized. It was a moving and significant tribute, inspired by the example of a young country lad who was dedicated to serving his fellow men.